Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Khoni G, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
God, I'm well. How are you, boy?
Nice to speak to you as well. So we're very excited about this concert tomorrow. What can we expect from you?
Sing some songs.
We definitely do.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, there's some beautiful Kabbalat Shabbat songs that I've recorded a year ago. I know you only play Odjevo Shalom Aleinu, so I don't think we're going to play that song. I think we're going to play, like, some other stuff.
Right.
Specifically, should I tell you some songs?
Just the kind of, I guess what I'd like to know from you is sort of the mood of it. Because, you know, I would imagine when you're about to, when you're preparing a playlist, you try and capture what it is that you want to put across, what you want to achieve. So I guess it's more about that. I certainly don't need the inventory.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to know just kind of the sense of and the style of what you're looking at.
Well, focus is to be more inspiring and upliftment. And so, yeah, especially for, you know, people gone through like a hard time being alone, you know, not with their family over Pesach, and just trying to inspire and uplift and allow them to connect to their God and to their essence and to try and lift them up above their difficulties. You know, those are a few of the songs that I've chosen.
Mm. So where do you find your inspiration in general when you sit down to write to your music or to arrange your music?
I'm on a little bit of a break right now trying to get some inspiration. Where do I find my inspiration? At the moment, I'm like, you know, trying to reconnect in study. I turn my phone off every morning for like a couple hours, and then you know, and I study and have a daily study program, and daven, meditate. I like to, you know, ponder about God, creation, Jewish people, souls. Meditation in terms of music, you know, it could be something, it's quite sporadic. It could be like vastly different. Like sometimes it's just you jamming with like a musician, a friend, anyone over a chord progression, just like anyone, you know, and you come up with a melody. I think the most amazing thing about, this is when it comes to like uniqueness of people, like you can play the same chord progression to five different people in a room and they all come up with a different melody, and that's the whole, you know, that's the way they kind of, their soul like speaks or turns or, you know. So that's just in terms of like melody, in terms of, yeah, I haven't actually written anything new now. General, a lot of this last album that I did was more songs that were classical songs that we grew up. I mean, I did compose a few songs, but a lot of them was just rearrangements of a lot of classical songs, and, you know, like mashups where I took two different like themes and I brought them together, either because they work together in theme or because they you know, like Oseh Shalom and the Wake Me Up that I did on my album doesn't really. I mean, I can find you a connection if you want, but it's not really, not a theme that connects us, but it's the chords that work together, you know,
Wake
Me Up kind of worked over the same chords, so we just threw them together.
And the last year has been very, very difficult for most of us in one way or another. How's it been for you?
Think about in the beginning, let me be honest, in the beginning, in like March last year, in fact, I was at a gig in London, and I came back on Purim morning, on the morning of Erev Purim, and they were already testing at the airport, right in the beginning of things. And then, like a week later, they were, you know, you saw the sign cancelled, and then obviously, being in the wedding industry, I was obviously having to, you know, phone and or cancel and all of that. So that in the beginning, it was quite unsettling, and it was maybe a little depressing for like a few weeks. But I think that was good that it happened early, and I kind of had to go through that then, because after that there were some really big positive things for me, it was actually a really beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of positive, a lot of silver linings for me. I was able to take a big reflective kind of step. I was able to get back into Judaism in a way like that I haven't before. You know, started, as I said, he started with a daily study and just reflection, you know, much more introspective. And it was the time for me to slow down, to think, and a lot of positives have, I've been trying to incorporate them into the balance, into my life. So that's that. I mean, yes, I have to look at about it from a materialistic perspective, sure. I mean, there were some big gigs that I didn't get to do. But on the other hand, there was a great experience which really helped me, which was like, you know, if you look at it from a material perspective, you know, you always look at somebody who has less than you. And if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, look at someone who has more. So
yeah, incredible.
To have that in mind, it like helps you out.
Absolutely. And we're greatly looking forward to the concert tomorrow and to your performance at the Faith and Freedom concert tomorrow, as well as your message. Honiji, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. I'm Howard Feldman.
Thanks, Howard.